There are no rules on campus. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. There are no rules on campus. Wow, Herb. That's contrary to anything that I've ever experienced. When I came to campus, there were those 13 rules. There were those rules if you open it, close it, and so forth. What happened to all the rules? Well, I've just decided that we're not going to have any more rules on campus. Everyone will know to follow what their heart tells them to do, and they will do it. Now, there may be programs, and the program may see that it's $50 a day for room and board and to attend the programs on campus, and there may be a few things like that, but there are no rules. You don't have to obey the rules. You don't have to do what they say. If you pay the fee to come on campus, you can be here. If you do the things that we do here on campus, you can do them. But, you see, the tendency is to think that someone's got to be the Gestapo. Someone's got to be the cop. Someone's got to be the watcher and make sure that everyone does what they're supposed to do. Well, presently, we have some beautiful ladies here on campus. And one lady is 89, and one lady is 80, and one lady is 62 or 3 or whatever, and the other lady is 60. And, I mean, we're all mature beings here. And they know what's the right thing to do. Now, the other day, one of them was just back from the hospital and felt kind of squeamish and didn't feel like getting dressed and didn't feel like doing this and didn't feel like doing that. And she says, well, I'm tired. She said, I've had a very busy day with therapy and with this and that, and I'm tired, and I'm an older person. And I said, no, we don't have any old people here. And we have young, vital, dynamic people here. We have people here who are happy, who are eager to do great and wonderful things, who are excited about living. We don't have any sick people here at the University of Healing. We have people who are whole and perfect. We have people who are fantastic. We have people who are magnificent. People come here to express their wholeness, not to express their sickness. And so, when we come to the table, we dress properly. Now, one person decided they were going to wear their pajamas to the dinner table. And that's something we just don't do here. Oh, we let them get away with it once or twice, and that was the wrong thing to do. But there's not a reason for it. And we said, hey, this is important. This is important that you act like you're dynamic, you act like you're alive, you act like you're excited about life, you act like you want to live forever, you act like life is a great and a glorious adventure, and you want to play every part of it in a beautiful, fantastic manner. Yeah, but I'm tired. Well, then go to bed. If you're going to be tired, then go to bed, and that's okay. But if you're going to be up, and you're going to be alert, and you're going to be awake. You see, everyone in my presence, everyone here on the campus of the University of Healing, is fantastic, is glorious. If you have just come back from a long journey, and you're tired, and you feel worn out, and you feel like you'd like to have to sleep in, well then sleep in. But don't sleep in at the kitchen table. Because in our presence, everybody is awake, alert, everybody is fantastic, everybody is joyous, everybody is marvelous, everybody is living their life in a beautiful way. And this is the way it should always be. Now, another thing, we used to have rules that people would take a shower every morning, and that people would brush their teeth after every meal, and we were very diligent on these things in the School of the Master, in that training program where we were training people to do all these important things. But now, you know all those things now. That's no longer needing to be trained. Now you just live it. And if you don't live it, if you're being taught to know the rules of the highway, and that when you come to a stop light, you stop. When you come to a stop sign, you stop. When the light says go, you go. And after you have stopped at a stop sign and you look both ways and you observe there's no traffic, then you can go. And those are simple things. Now, do you mean to say that if there's no cop around, you're going to go through that stop sign? If there's no policeman and no Gestapo around saying that you cannot go through a stoplight, you're going to go through the stoplight? Well, why is the stoplight there? Why is the stop sign there? Why are these guideposts there that are put up by the highway department? They're put up there to let the highway traffic flow smoothly and wonderfully. And we want to be part of that smooth flowing traffic. We don't want to go through a green light and then have somebody bam through a red light bump into us. We want to know that the program is functioning and that everything is in divine order. Well, that's the same thing here on campus. Once we have told, we haven't told people, once people know that it is nice to have a fresh-smelling body, they'll take their shower every morning. Once people know that it's nice to have bright, shiny teeth, they'll brush their teeth after each meal, or maybe even before. And once people know that they live in a world of joy and peace, and if you're going to be a naked person, then be naked. If you're going to be clothed, be clothed. And bedtime clothing is to be worn at bedtime. And daytime clothing is to be worn in the daytime. These are all things that we do so beautifully. And it's so easy to fall into a trap just because we've gone into the hospital and had an operation. And we have many of our people who have gone in and had an operation. And then they come back and they want to sort of relax and lounge around the house. And we say, nope, this is a place of rehabilitation, a place of recognition of our wholeness and our perfection. And so get dressed, get yourself all set for a wonderful day, and let's go and have a lot of fun and play. That's what life's all about. And this is what we're all about. And this is why it's so important for us that we recognize that now there are no rules on campus any longer. There is only the rule, if rule be, if the program that we follow. We don't drive through a stoplight just because there's nobody watching, just because there's nobody caring about it. We follow the rules because we know that the rules are designed for our benefit and our life. And it's up to us to make that decision. It's up to us to follow those rules and to live that life in that perfect, beautiful way. And you know, it's kind of fun, too. It's kind of fun when you think, I am dressing for the day. Now, people oftentimes say, well, I'm wearing these nice clothing because I want people to see how nice I look. And I tell you that's incorrect. You are wearing nice clothing because you are proud of your body and proud of yourself and proud of your choice of clothing. You are eating properly at the table because you are proud of, you're not really proud of your ability to eat. That's just the way you've been trained. However we act and live and do, whatever things we are in our life, are an indication of how we have been trained, how we have been brought up, what kind of parents we've had, what kind of teachers we've had, what sort of school have we gone to in etiquette. How do we respect one another? When we go to a restaurant, do we go in there and just pick up our plate and tip it into our mouth and drink our cereal out of it that way? When we go into a restaurant, do we take our knife use it improperly, or our fork and spoon and so on? No. We act with good etiquette because we like to be proud of ourselves. And it's not only that, but that's the way we've learned to do it. And when we've learned to do these things this way, it's natural to do it that way. I remember my dad, when the girls, my twin sisters, would come to the table as we were five children there, And the girls would sometimes come with their hair up in curlers or their bathrobe or their slippers and stuff. And my dad would say, please go to your room, get dressed, prepare yourself properly to sit in our presence. And the girls would say, ah, and dad would say, when you come down for your next meal, be ready. And this was breakfast, or it could have been supper. And if they weren't properly dressed at supper time, which never happened in our family, but if they weren't properly dressed at supper time, he would say, when you come down for lunch, for your next meal, be properly dressed. They would have to skip dinner, and they would be sent away from dinner, from breakfast, too. You see, that was the type of training that we had in our house, and I'm sure in the houses of others around the world, that's the type of training you have, too. So think on these things. And as you think on these things, you'll find that everything works out so beautifully, so wonderfully. And you won't need rules, because you will be a proper person under all circumstances. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.